Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Holly and Trevor booked the hotel because it was supposed to be haunted. That was not something either of them normally looked for when planning a weekend away. They had been married for 6 years, and most of their trips involved concerts, restaurants, or places they could explore on foot. This time, while searching for somewhere within a few hours of home, Holly found an old hotel that openly acknowledged its paranormal reputation. The hotel's website did not make outrageous promises. It simply included a page about its history, along with a few stories shared by former guests and employees. People reported footsteps in empty hallways, doors opening during the night, and occasional sightings of a woman dressed in old-fashioned clothing. One room on the third floor was mentioned more often than the others. That happened to be the room available for the weekend. Holly expected Trevor to laugh when she suggested booking it. Instead, he thought it sounded fun. Neither of them had ever gone on a paranormal investigation, and they had no intention of pretending that they knew how to conduct one. They would not bring recorders, cameras, or any other equipment. They were simply going to spend a night in an allegedly haunted room and see whether anything happened. They talked about it during the drive, joking about which one of them would be the first to lose their nerve. Holly insisted it would be Trevor. He claimed that nothing short of seeing an actual ghost would frighten him. By the time they reached the hotel, it was late afternoon. The original building had been constructed more than a century earlier, although a newer section had been added behind it. The lobby belonged entirely to the older portion, with dark wood along the walls, high ceilings, and a wide staircase rising behind the front desk. It was beautiful, but it also had the hushed atmosphere of a place where every sound seemed to travel farther than it should. The woman checking them in smiled when Holly mentioned the reputation of their room. She did not confirm any of the stories, but she did not dismiss them either. She merely said that some guests slept through the night without experiencing anything, while others came downstairs with stories of their own. Their room was at the end of the third floor hallway, beyond a row of framed photographs showing the hotel in its early years. Just before reaching it, they passed a narrow door marked staff only. A smaller sign identified it as a service stairwell and warned that an alarm would sound if the door was opened. The room itself was larger than Holly expected. It had one tall window, an antique dresser, a padded chair, and a narrow bathroom that looked as though it had been added long after the hotel was built. The furnishings were old-fashioned without feeling staged. Nothing about it looked especially frightening. Trevor checked the closet and shower as though searching for someone hiding there, then announced that the room was clear. Holly laughed, but she was relieved that the place felt so normal. In daylight, with traffic visible through the window and voices occasionally passing in the hall, it was difficult to imagine anything truly unsettling happening there. They left their bags and spent the next few hours exploring the hotel and the surrounding neighborhood. After dinner, they returned to the third floor shortly before 9. The hallway was quieter now. Most of the doors were closed, and the light above the service stairwell flickered faintly, giving that end of the corridor a dimmer appearance. Back in their room, Holly sat on the bed while Trevor searched for something to watch. They had barely settled in when the top drawer of the dresser slowly slid open several inches. They both saw it. Trevor immediately crossed the room and examined the drawer. The floor was slightly uneven, and when he closed it, the drawer stayed in place. He tried it several times before deciding that the old dresser was leaning forward just enough for gravity to pull it open. Holly accepted the explanation, although she noticed that Trevor moved their overnight bag in front of the dresser before returning to the bed. A few minutes later, the lamp beside Holly flickered twice. This time, neither of them was frightened. If anything, they were pleased. They had come hoping for a few harmless incidents they could talk about later, and an opening drawer combined with a flickering lamp seemed almost perfect. Around 10, Trevor decided he wanted something from the vending machine near the elevator. Holly went with him, partly because she wanted a drink and partly because the third floor no longer felt quite as harmless when she imagined staying in the room alone. Trevor was bent over retrieving his snack when Holly noticed a woman coming toward them from the opposite end of the hallway. She appeared to be in her late 60s or early 70s with pale hair pinned neatly at the back of her head. She wore a long, dark skirt and a light-colored blouse with sleeves buttoned at the wrists. Her clothing seemed unusually formal, but the hotel hosted weddings and other events, so Holly assumed she was one of the guests. As the woman passed, she glanced directly at Holly and gave her a slight nod. Holly returned it automatically. The woman continued toward their room, stopped at the service stair door, and disappeared through it. Holly expected an alarm to sound. Nothing happened. Trevor straightened from the vending machine, and Holly asked whether he had seen the woman. He had not. His back had been turned, and the entire encounter had lasted only a few seconds. They walked down the hallway to the service door. It was completely closed, and when Trevor tried the handle, it did not move. He pointed out that the woman could have been an employee with a key, although her clothing had not resembled the hotel uniform. Holly looked at the alarm warning again and wondered why it had remained silent. Trevor suggested that the alarm might only sound at the front desk. It was a reasonable explanation, and Holly wanted to believe it. Still, she could not forget how the woman had looked at her. There had been nothing frightening in her expression, but something about the brief acknowledgement felt strangely personal, as though the woman had expected Holly to be standing there. They returned to the room and tried to laugh it off. Trevor opened his snack, Holly turned the television on low, and for several minutes, everything remained quiet. Then three distinct knocks came through the wall beside the dresser. They both looked toward the adjoining room. Holly's first thought was that the guest next door wanted them to lower the television, although the volume was barely loud enough for them to hear. Trevor muted it anyway. They waited. No other sound followed. Perhaps someone had bumped the wall or was trying to move a piece of furniture. The hotel was old, and they had already noticed how easily noise traveled through it. Even so, the knocks had sounded deliberate. Trevor walked over and placed his hand against the wall. After hesitating, he knocked once. A single knock answered immediately from the other side. Holly stared at him, waiting for him to smile. Trevor did not. He slowly lowered his hand and looked toward the telephone beside the bed. For the first time that night, Holly wished they had booked an ordinary room. The front desk answered after the second ring. Trevor explained that someone in the adjoining room had knocked on the wall, and he wanted to make sure they were not disturbing another guest. He kept his tone light, almost apologetic, as though the strangest part of the situation was that their television might have been too loud. The employee asked for their room number, then paused while checking the computer. When she returned to the phone, she told Trevor that the adjoining room was unoccupied. No one had checked into it that day, and housekeeping had finished cleaning it hours earlier. Trevor asked whether someone could have entered without the desk knowing. The employee said that was unlikely, but she offered to come upstairs and check. While they waited, Holly kept watching the wall. The television remained muted, and without it, she became aware of every small sound in the room. The hum of the heating system, the faint rattle of the window, and voices drifting up from the sidewalk below. Nothing else came from next door. The employee arrived carrying a master key. Holly and Trevor stepped into the hallway while she unlocked the adjoining room. The lights were off, and the air inside felt noticeably cooler, as though the heat had not been running. From the doorway, they could see a neatly made bed, an empty luggage rack, and towels folded across the bathroom counter. There was no sign that anyone had been there since the room was cleaned. The employee checked the bathroom and closet, then examined the lock. Everything appeared normal. She suggested that the knocking might have traveled through the walls from another floor. In an old building, she explained, it could be difficult to determine exactly where a sound originated. Holly then described the woman she had seen enter the service stairwell. The employee listened carefully but did not recognize the description. No one working that evening was dressed that way, and employees rarely used those stairs at night. The door was supposed to remain locked unless maintenance needed access. The employee tried the service stair door before returning downstairs. It was locked, just as it had been when Trevor checked it. Once she was gone, Holly and Trevor stood in the hallway looking through the open doorway of the adjoining room. Seeing it empty should have made the situation less frightening. Instead, Holly found herself imagining someone standing on the other side of that wall, knocking from a room with no one inside it. They decided to go downstairs for a while. The hotel bar was still open, and several people were gathered near the lobby fireplace. The noise and activity helped. Within half an hour, the experience upstairs had begun to feel distant enough to explain away. Trevor pointed out that the employee was probably right about the sound traveling. Holly admitted that the woman could have been part of a wedding party or another event. Perhaps she had entered a different doorway, and Holly had only thought it was the service stairs. Neither explanation completely satisfied them, but they had booked the room because they wanted something unusual to happen. Leaving after a flickering lamp and a few knocks seemed ridiculous. By the time they headed upstairs again, they had agreed that they had allowed the hotel's reputation to influence them. The hallway was empty when they returned. The light above the service stairwell no longer flickered, and its steady glow made the corridor seem ordinary again. That feeling lasted until Trevor opened their room. The dresser drawer was halfway open, and their overnight bag was no longer resting against it. The bag had moved nearly a foot across the carpet. Holly remained near the doorway while Trevor crossed the room. He closed the drawer and pushed the bag firmly back into place. He then tried to recreate what had happened by allowing the drawer to slide open, but it stopped against the bag. Even if the dresser leaned forward, it could not have pushed something that heavy that far across the floor. Trevor suggested that one of them might have moved the bag before going downstairs and forgotten. Holly knew she had not touched it. Judging by the way he continued staring at the floor, Trevor did not believe that he had moved it either. They considered asking for another room, but both hesitated. The activity had frightened them, yet nothing had actually threatened them. They were still able to tell themselves that there might be an explanation they had overlooked. They prepared for bed, but left the lamp on. Holly checked the main door twice, making sure the deadbolt and security latch were secured. Trevor turned the television back on, keeping the volume low enough that no one could reasonably complain. Shortly after midnight, a faint scraping sound began in the adjoining room. At first, it resembled a chair being dragged slowly across the floor. It continued for several seconds, stopped, then started again. Trevor muted the television. The scraping immediately ceased. They listened for nearly a minute. When nothing followed, Trevor restored the volume. The sound began again. This time it moved along the wall, starting near the window and traveling toward the head of their bed. Holly could not imagine what would make a sound like that. It was too slow to be pipes, and too deliberate to be caused by the heating system. Trevor reached for the telephone, but before he could lift the receiver, the handle on their hallway door moved. It turned once, stopped, and then turned again with enough force to make the security latch tremble. Trevor crossed the room and looked through the peephole. No one was there. He waited several seconds before opening the door as far as the latch allowed. The hallway was empty in both directions. All the guest room doors were closed, and the service stair door remained shut. When Trevor returned to bed, he no longer tried to explain what had happened. He told Holly that if anything else occurred, they would leave. She agreed, although she doubted either of them would be able to sleep. They remained awake for a long time, listening. Eventually, the silence began to calm them. Holly turned onto her side, facing away from the adjoining wall, and sometime after 1 o'clock, exhaustion finally overcame her. Trevor was still awake when footsteps began moving around the empty room next door. They were slow and uneven, crossing from one side of the room to the other. Trevor held his breath as they stopped beside the wall. For several seconds, there was only silence. Then he heard the low murmur of a woman's voice. The words were too faint to understand, but the voice was close. It sounded as though someone were standing in the adjoining room with her face only inches from the wall. Three knocks sounded directly beside Trevor's head. This time, he did not knock back. Trevor remained motionless, listening for another knock. None came. The woman's voice had also stopped, but he could still feel a strange pressure near his right ear, as though someone were standing close enough to disturb the air. He turned toward Holly, intending to wake her. Her eyes were already open. She was not looking at Trevor. Her gaze was fixed on the space behind him, and the fear in her expression made him afraid to turn around. Standing beside Trevor's side of the bed was the older woman Holly had seen in the hallway. She was close enough that her skirt nearly touched the mattress. Her pale hair was still pinned neatly at the back of her head, and she wore the same light blouse buttoned at the wrists. This time, Holly could see her face more clearly. The woman did not look angry, but there was an intensity in her expression that was somehow worse. She was leaning over Trevor, her face only inches from his ear. Holly screamed. Trevor twisted around, pulling away from the side of the bed. By the time he looked, no one was there. The lamp was still on, and there was nowhere in the room for anyone to hide. The closet door remained closed, and the security latch was still fastened across the hallway door. Holly struggled to explain what she had seen. She could barely speak at first, but Trevor understood enough. The woman had been standing beside him, leaning close as if whispering directly into his ear. Trevor stared at the empty space next to the bed. Just before Holly screamed, the faint voice he had been hearing through the wall had seemed to move. For a second or two, it no longer sounded as though it was coming from the adjoining room. It had been beside him. That was enough for both of them. They dressed and packed as quickly as they could. Trevor did not bother folding anything. He pushed their clothes into the overnight bag while Holly gathered their toiletries from the bathroom. Neither wanted to be alone, so they moved around the room together, never allowing more than a few feet between them. The dresser drawer remained closed, but the bag had shifted away from it again. Neither of them mentioned it. Trevor picked it up, Holly took her purse, and they headed for the door. Before removing the security latch, Trevor looked through the peephole. The hallway appeared empty. He opened the door slowly and checked both directions before they stepped out. The service stair door was still closed. As they passed it, Holly kept her eyes on the floor. She did not want to see the older woman standing at the other end of the hallway, and she was equally frightened that she might hear the door open behind them. They took the elevator downstairs. During the ride, Trevor kept pressing the lobby button, even though it was already illuminated. The elevator seemed unusually slow, stopping briefly at the second floor, although no one was waiting when the doors opened. The employee who had checked the adjoining room was still at the front desk. She could tell immediately that something else had happened. Holly told her they were checking out, and Trevor explained that the activity had continued. The employee offered to move them into a room in the newer section of the hotel, but Holly had no interest in staying anywhere in the building. Trevor was no longer concerned about the cost of leaving early. When Holly described seeing the older woman beside the bed, the employee did not provide a name or offer a story that explained who she might have been. She simply listened, apologized for what they had experienced, and began processing their early checkout. It was shortly before 3 a.m. when Holly and Trevor walked out of the hotel. They drove until they found an all-night restaurant beside the highway. Neither was ready to make the entire trip home, but they also knew they would not be able to sleep. Away from the hotel, Trevor began searching for explanations again. The lamp and dresser could be blamed on the age of the room. The knocking might have traveled from somewhere else in the building. Even the door handle could have been tried by another guest who realized they had the wrong room and hurried away. He could not explain what Holly had seen. More importantly, he could not explain the woman's voice that had moved from the adjoining room to the space beside his ear. Holly admitted that when she first saw the figure beside the bed, she had assumed the woman was alive. She had appeared just as solid as she had in the hallway. For one confused second, Holly believed someone had somehow entered their locked room. It was only when Trevor turned and the woman was no longer there that Holly understood she had not been looking at an intruder. They stayed at the restaurant until the sky began to lighten, then drove home. Neither slept well that day. Each time Trevor started to drift off, he remembered the whisper near his ear. Holly kept seeing the woman bent over him, close enough that she could have reached out and touched his face. Nothing unusual followed them home. They never heard unexplained knocking in their house, and Holly never saw the older woman again. As the weeks passed, the immediate fear faded. Although neither of them enjoyed remembering how close the woman had been to Trevor while he lay in bed. Before that weekend, they had treated a haunted hotel like a different kind of tourist attraction. They expected a few strange noises, perhaps a flickering light, and a story they could laugh about afterward. They had never seriously considered what they would do if something actually appeared. They still visit historic hotels, but they no longer ask which rooms are supposed to be haunted. If a hotel advertises that certain guests never seem to leave, Holly and Trevor are happy to stay somewhere else. So the mystery is no longer part of the fun.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.